Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander at Engineering the Show on the Other Side of the Glass, as we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Wednesday, the 3rd of December, 2014. Do you believe it that Christmas Eve, now only 3 weeks from today, we are broadcasting to you live from Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with live streaming at kvoi.com and on my website, buckmastershow.com, which is also the place for our complete show archive and all of our podcasts available 24/7 on the buckmastershow.com website. During the noon hour, we'll get things rolling on this midweek edition, talking about teachers and education with Andrew Morrill, who heads up the Arizona Education Association. That group speaks and advocates for thousands of teachers in this state. 20 minutes past the hour, Keith Rosenblum, our Mexico contributor, will join us. The bottom of the noon hour, State Representative-elect Dr. Randall Fries of Arizona's 9th Legislative District, talking with us about the challenges he and his fellow lawmakers face in the coming session. Then we'll wrap up the hour with the leader of an effort to encourage all of us living in Arizona, all of us consumers, to buy locally. Buckmaster Live Line 790-2040. Take your calls anytime during the hour. And our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Let's welcome now on the live line Andrew Morrill of the Arizona Education Association. Andrew, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bill, and thanks so much for having me on your program.
Well, thank you. I wondered if you have met with the state superintendent of public instruction-elect, Diane Douglas, yet.
I have not. We have reached out to her in the channels that we have been able to find with the people close to her, and tried to make it clear that the election is over and done with. That chapter is behind us, but important work, beginning with sharing agendas and priorities and hearing more about her views, is important work that lies immediately before us, and that's what we're eager to do.
What do you make of this Goldwater Institute suit announced yesterday that Brad McQueen, who teaches at Agua Caliente Elementary School in the 5th grade here in southern Arizona, the Tanque Verde School District, on behalf of the Goldwater Institute, on his behalf, has filed a suit against the Arizona Department of Education? Mr. McQueen alleges that he was retaliated against for criticizing Common Core standards, and he, while he was serving on a couple of paid committees for the Department of Education.
Well, it's very difficult. I don't know a lot about the details. I have read what's been available in the press. I have served on a number of ADE committees. I'm not aware that those are paid positions. Obviously, I was not privy to the right committees. But, you know, there are just a few mysteries here. What actually happened, it'd be good to know. And then I have to tell you, politically speaking, and I live in Maricopa County now, so your listeners will have to forgive me. I've been turned. But why is the Goldwater Institute involved in this? I think it's fair to say that when the AEA takes up a cause on behalf of an educator, people make certain assumptions. I'm trying hard not to make any unwarranted assumptions by the fact that the Goldwater Institute, one of the most conservative lobbying efforts in the state and a piece of the ALEC network across the country, is championing the cause of a public school teacher. That in itself could have been the headline. So I have a lot of learning to do about what actually happened.
It's curious, Andrew, that in an August debate, Diane Douglas mentioned Brad McQueen, this teacher in question, being forced out as an example of John Hupenthal's administration not wanting to hear from those opposed to Common Core. And, of course, it leads one to wonder here if this is some kind of a statement being made by the superintendent-elect.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, when you're around politics, Bill, and you are, and you know how this works, there are the things the candidate says during the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And then when those people are elected, you start getting down into the real reality and operationalizing of these things. I know what the candidate, Diane Douglas, said about Common Core. Without splitting hairs, Bill, we don't really have Common Core in this state. We have four-year-old academic standards, Arizona's College and Career Ready standards, that are owned by the state now. The state board approved them four and a half years ago. Teachers have been preparing to teach to them and do, in fact, now, are now teaching to them. They're in their second year of doing so. We have an assessment strategy that is aligned with those standards. So I want to talk to the superintendent-elect and say, for instance, you know, what are your criteria for knowing that these are actually Arizona's standards? What would make these Arizona standards in your mind? And conversely, if not these, then what standards would you want to see in place? Because I'll tell you, it may come down to finding common ground about a process for reviewing standards, making sure they're at the appropriate grade levels, making sure we don't have too many. I mean, a lot of teachers are frustrated not by the standards, but by the fact that they're not getting a lot of help in teaching them, or maybe there are too many standards. Maybe we need to narrow our focus a little bit. So I just think that rather than speculation about how the candidate, Diane Douglas, wants to react, it would be a lot more valuable for us to talk with the superintendent-elect, find the common ground, and ask her some questions about her take on standards assessments. I happen to agree with one statement I heard her say, which was, we are testing our students too much. We are treating them like a test score. That's not how you went to school, Bill. It's not how I went to school. And it's not why teachers come into the classrooms to teach students.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees. Too many tests. I want your input on, and I'll be bringing this up tomorrow when I interview at this time in 24 hours with Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, the president of the University of Arizona.
Bear down. I am a wildcat. I want everyone out there to know.
Well, Dr. Hart, when the question I will pose to her, and I'll pose it to you right now, we're looking at a $1 billion, I'm talking about with a B here, deficit perhaps for this state in this 2015 legislative cycle. You would suspect education would not be a top priority when we're talking that kind of deficit.
Well, yes, I am thinking right now, Bill, the quandary that so many of us find ourselves in, based on past actions, we've gotten ourselves into several shortfalls. We have a revenue shortfall in this state. We're not talking about a 9-1-1-induced recession. We're not talking about an economic downturn. We made a series of decisions in this state over 20 years to reduce revenue, and now we can't pay our bills. There was a decision made to stop funding inflation, which has been overturned in the courts. The will of voters from several years ago has been upheld. Now we face that need to find some $325 million and do it quickly. And we've created policies, frankly, whether evaluation or budget cuts, that are turning too many great teachers away from the profession they love. We have a teacher shortage of staggering proportions. Education has to be an issue. It absolutely must be an issue right now. And the fear that I have on behalf of a lot of folks, when the state of Arizona is in a budget shortfall, when there is a revenue downturn, education cuts follow 1 to 2 years later. And I don't know where anybody else is going to be. I don't know where anyone's going to be able to find room to cut. We should be talking about the investments we need, and I hope that that's where the conversation goes.
Well, Andrew, that certainly has been my experience, and I've been around almost 30 years covering news in this state. What you just said, that cycle, is pretty much what we usually see, and we've been through some of these really big downturns in the past, and it usually is about a year or two, and then you're going to get the repercussions hitting the classroom.
That's absolutely right. We saw it in the early 2000s. That was a little different. That was the 9-1-1-induced economic downturn across the country, and cuts were made. Let me just remind people that that was on top of the 90s, where even inflation was not funded back then, hence one of the reasons for Prop 301 that voters passed. We come out of the early 2000s, and things got a little better. There was some funding restored, and then we got into the 2008-2009 recession, and for 5 years, educators were told that the state had to make tough decisions. Well, they're really long-term, unfortunate decisions. When you cut education, you're cutting the investment in your future workforce. We know from research that states that invest even modestly in their K-12 public education structure tend to see per capita personal income go up. They tend to have, the states that do that tend to have better economic growth than states that cut or limit education funding. So there's a very tight relationship between economic strength and stability and education funding. Sadly, the rhetoric that has controlled the day and the last 20 years is, well, no, tax cuts grow the economy. Across the board, tax cuts grow the economy. The problem is they haven't. And even economists in the state have said, we just don't see much of a track record of tax cuts creating jobs. But nevertheless, the rhetoric has held, and that cycle endures.
All right, Andrew Morrill, the Arizona Education Association. Let's talk after the governor's State of the State address coming up early in January. Thank you, Andrew, and have a great holiday season.
You too, and to your family, and thanks as always for having me on.
Thank you, Andrew Morrill, with us on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to talk about some of the big problems facing Mexico with Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster contributor on the border. That's coming up on our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Well, 21 on the Buckmaster Show. Looking for a good auto mechanic? Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works can take care of all of your automotive needs. Check them out on the web, perfectionautoworks.com. Midtown location, just south of Speedway on North Beverly, Perfection Auto Works. Let's join now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Mr. Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border. Keith, how are you? Hey, Keith. Keith, are you? Okay, we'll get Keith back in a moment, but when we get Keith, I do want to say that Keith writes about the border for several publications, including Inside Tucson Business. He is the former senior border reporter for the Arizona Republic and the former Sonora correspondent for the Arizona Daily Star, and he's founder of the website MexLink. And we have him. Keith, are you there?
Hi, Bill. Am I audible to you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, and I wanted to say that in your honor, I'm actually on the border. I'm on Mariposa Road in Nogales. I felt like I won't be able to speak with any degree of proficiency unless I actually am on the border.
Hey, let me ask you about what's going on with 2 years into the six-year term of Mexico's president. He is facing a crisis of confidence. Many say the response was very clumsy to the handling of the September 26th disappearance and massacre of 43 students from a southern Mexico teacher training school. Is it undermining the president's credibility, Keith?
Well, let's start off with the students themselves. These are not students like somebody being lifted out of the U of A library or Pima College library or, you know, one of the branch of the Pima County Library. These are students who have an agenda, and the agenda is not merely studying. So to brand them as students at the onset is a bit of a false premise. They're not.
Okay.
What you have in Mexico is you have schools normales. A lot of them are in rural areas where they're teacher schools, but they're also professional students. They're agitators, and so look, no one deserves to be slaughtered because of their political views or because they happen to be with a competing mafia or anything else. But let's, at the onset, let's eliminate this idea that these were a bunch of guys going to study hall. They weren't. They commandeered buses. These are part of called grupos de choque in Spanish, which means groups of collision or blocking, and there's a lot of other things that don't meet the kind of the innocent eye of the American public. Anyway, back to your question about President Peña Nieto. Mexico continues to be, if you could imagine 16 different bubbles, and there's a part of Mexico that could care less about all this. No one's worrying about undermining confidence of anybody. There's a very successful economy in manufacturing, in the in tourism, in all these different areas. And for them, what's happening in government and what's happening actually in the drug trafficking world is irrelevant. It doesn't touch the lives of an awful lot of people. For those whose lives it does touch and those who care, who watch the political structure of what's going on in the country, what you have right now, Mexico's biggest worry, by the way, which actually may be President Peña Nieto's undoing, is a budget that's based on oil at, I think, $85 a barrel, something like that.
Right.
And guess what? The price of oil is at $65 a barrel, and that's going to bring some social unrest, because when times are good, people tend not to care about political scandals. They don't even care about 43 students disappearing. When times are bad, everything becomes a snowball, and that can undermine even the best of presidents.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, about the oil situation. We were just talking with our financial guy, Shelley Fishman, yesterday about how this is really, really not only Mexico, but Russia's economy, too. So this is going to be, this could present a real upheaval, couldn't it, in Mexico?
Well, look, again, Mexico is 32 states. And so, you know, if we talk about the Arizona economy versus the New Hampshire economy, you have to look at Sonora, which is closest to us. In Sinaloa, and you know what? They're very prosperous right now for lots of reasons. What's going on in Mexico City? What's going on in the southern part of the country? You know, we got to be tuned to it. But insofar as what I would call like the regional economies, the one that most affects us in Tucson or in the state of Arizona is quite buoyant, and is going to continue that way because there's lots of industrial, lots of stuff in the aviation world. The world of produce is roaring ahead, so these are not bad times at all for us. Mexico, as on the central level and the country, okay, it's going to probably be suffering quite a bit if oil doesn't rebound, and I don't think it's going to. Mexico also is finally getting into shale itself, but they've been very slow in the world of renewables.
We've talked about tourism in Nogales, Sonora, where you are quickly crossing the border into. It would be a great opportunity for folks to maybe revisit Nogales. It is a safe area for tourists, and do some Christmas shopping, wouldn't it?
Well, seeing as I'm not a Christmas shopper to begin with, I would say that there's a lot of Americans in Nogales, Sonora, period, and they're here for a bunch of different reasons, primarily health. You can still go to a dentist, a doctor, a spa at easily a quarter of the price it's going to cost you anywhere in the States. And so, if you look right now at the lines to come back into the U.S., I waited for an hour and 15 minutes yesterday, and they're longer today. That's a pedestrian line. I don't even know what the vehicle line is. So it's quite a wait no matter what. There's a lot of traffic going on both ways. Bill, I wanted to ask you a favor.
Go ahead.
I mentioned very quickly that a month or so ago, I had the pleasure of going to Ciudad Obregón, which is a lot of people, a lot of connections to Tucson. But I was able to attend and report on a Congress of Inclusive Education. It was a really cool event. It was Mayor Rogelio Diaz-Brown of Ciudad Obregón putting on what really is a first-of-its-kind conference on accessibility. And this is in a country, I'm talking about physical accessibility for people who are in wheelchairs and crutches and such, and also education, a whole movement toward mainstreaming. It's a United Nations mandated kind of program, but I had the pleasure of for 3 days listening to academics and people from all through Mexico, Latin America, nobody from the U.S. curiously, and it was all about a society that has kept people for many years at home or unable to move, and Mexico is just roaring ahead in that area of getting people from their homes or from behind the hidden door, and getting rid of the shame also of having a family member who's incapacitated in some way and is doing as much or more than the U.S. right now to integrate people into society.
Well, I'm glad you were able to attend that and let us know about that, that Mexico moving forward.
It's the kind of thing. Yeah. It's the kind of thing that we get to hear so little about. And
yep.
It's right on our doorstep. It's overshadowed by the tragedy.
It really is. Keith, I'm going to let you go as you cross in to Mexico. Thank you very much, and I hope...
I'll tell them that I know you so that they don't give me a hassle.
Yes, give my regards to all my friends down there, please, Keith, and have a great holiday season, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay,
all right. Coming up now on the midway point of the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition as we broadcast on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice with live streaming at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We will speak with Southern Arizona's newest elected representative, Dr. Randall Fries, right after our mid-show break. Be right back.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five Star Pest Control.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Interfaith Community Services, Kids in Need, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster, and on our Buckmaster Show live line is State Representative-elect Dr. Randall Fries from Arizona's 9th Legislative District. Dr. Fries is a professor of surgery. He is the Associate Medical Director for University of Arizona Medical Center Trauma Critical Care Burn and Emergency Surgery Center. Dr. Fries, how are you?
Good, Bill. Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, tell me how it's going so far now as you transition from your medical career to a political, well, it's not necessarily a career because, of course, you're still going to be involved with your medical profession, but how is the transition going?
I think transition is a great word because, I need to learn and focus on learning the procedural part of being a policymaker and, bringing my unique skill set to that job. That's definitely a new process for me, is learning the process behind participating in being a lawmaker. So I think transition is a great word. And you're right, I will still be working at the hospital. I love providing care to patients too much to leave it completely, but of course I will have to cut back.
Yeah, do you take then a leave of absence, or how does that work? Are you going to be perhaps working weekends in the emergency room, or what?
Well, that's exactly right. I'm fortunate in that I do emergency surgery with taking care of injured patients and those requiring emergency procedures, so I can work on the weekends when I'm back at home in Tucson, and I do plan on doing that. And cutting back my percentage of FTE or full time equivalent.
Tell me a little bit about the big issue that you see, and I'll quickly share with you that I think that certainly the $1 billion, with a B, budget deficit that you and your colleagues will be facing has certainly got to be priority number one. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, of course, the budget is a huge issue, and a part of that $1 billion deficit is, of course, what we need to pay back to public education. I think that we just need to pay that bill, take ownership of it, stop trying to appeal it, and, one of the options that we have available to address it, of course, is the money in the rainy day fund, and then use our ability to negotiate and plan for how we're going to pay the remainder of those funds over the next 5 years. But that is going to be a big issue for this, not only for the governor, but this legislature is to address that budget deficit.
Getting back to the word I used, and you agree with it, the transition, have you had some meetings of like freshman lawmakers? I mean, you're going to have to learn your way around the Capitol, and it's really a whole new culture for you. Have you had some meetings already up there?
Well, I'm doing some paperwork now, getting all the appropriate forms filled out, and then next week we do have a freshman orientation. So for the new members, there'll be orientation to the processes and the procedures, and of course parliamentary procedure, things like that. But yeah, that's actually next week.
We're going to go to the Buckmaster Show live line. We have Ingrid who would like to talk with State Representative-elect Dr. Randall Fries. Go ahead, Ingrid. You're with Dr. Fries.
Good afternoon, Dr. Fries. Regarding Medicare and insurance plans for old people like myself, UAMC is not accepting a lot of these Medicare plans and Advantage plans. As a matter of fact, I just came back from a seminar, and the subject came up again. And is that because the compensation for the benefits provided to the patient are totally inadequate? And what can you do, what would you like to do, if anything, about the situation with Obamacare generally? I'll hang up and listen to what you have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Well, I think Ingrid's question is generally addressing access to health care. And I think that the Affordable Care Act addresses access to health care. And in my mind, any piece of legislation that increases access to health care is a good piece of legislation. Now, is it perfect? No. Does it need work? Do we need to identify what's going well with it and improve that and identify what's going poorly with it and fix that? Absolutely, as you would do with any piece of legislation. But I think the Affordable Care Act is a landmark piece of legislation, and it is something that is not going away, and it is something that we need to make better. As far as the seniors and access to health care, I think that the Medicare issues are also going to be part of that, and making sure that we can continue to expand health care access to our seniors, especially as that proportion of the population grows.
Well, you're going to be in the minority with the Democratic Party in the new legislature. How do you get your voice heard, Dr. Fries?
I address any new task in as a transition. My first phase is going to be watching, learning, listening. And once I'm beginning to be comfortable with the processes, which probably take me a couple weeks to a month, I'll start to be much more active, and I feel very comfortable in participating in engaging my fellow legislators, listening. And one of the things I said on the campaign trail is, as a physician, I know how to listen. And I recognize that listening, not just hearing, but listening, is an active part of communication. So I want to model that behavior for the rest of the legislators so that we can begin to talk to each other and reach solutions. And I think that's one of the things I want to get people to recognize, is that we have to start thinking about more than one point of view when we address problems and address solutions to problems for Arizona.
Now, are you the only doctor in the House, so to speak?
No, and in fact, I'm not. Dr. Eric Meyer has been in the House for now his fourth term, and he has in fact been elected the minority leader.
Okay, so certain
position.
So certainly you and the other doctor will be able to bring a unique perspective to the legislature, certainly with healthcare issues, wouldn't you say?
I think so, absolutely, particularly, being on the front lines of healthcare delivery. I know what the frontline problems are, and sometimes administrators and legislators don't understand what's happening on the front lines, and I'll be able to bring that perspective to the debates in the meeting.
We're going to have to wrap this up, but education certainly was one of your big issues, campaigning on that. And with this huge deficit, I assume you're going to do your best to try to protect the University of Arizona. By the way, the president of the U of A will be my guest tomorrow here on the show. That's got to be a priority, Dr. Fries.
Absolutely. As I said from the beginning, what really prompted me to run for this office is to protect access to public education, not only K-12, but post-secondary education, of course, which our four-year universities and our three state universities need to be protected. And we need to keep the opportunities for children of any means to have access to higher education.
All right, Dr.
Easy access.
Dr. Fries, thank you very much for spending some of your lunch hour with us, and we'll look forward to speaking with you as the session gets underway and you get your feet wet up in Phoenix. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you, Bill.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, they want us they want me to tell you, and I will gladly do so, about an event coming up on Saturday, December 13th. We've been talking about maybe doing some Christmas shopping over in Silver City. The old post office in the historic downtown will be the site of a holiday fair over in Silver City, which is just 3 hours east of Tucson. Totally beautiful environment there right by the Gila National Wilderness, so check it out. Their website is southwestnewmexico.org, and they have the full list of places to stay, and there are a lot of them, like Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort and Agave Ridge Retreat, and also they have the full listing of the many things to do. We'll continue now with the final quarter of the Buckmaster Show right after this break. Be right back.
Your kids are grown, the days of ballet recitals and soccer games are over. You're looking forward to the next season of life. It's your time. This is David Clark at Plutus Motor Group, and we have what you're looking for. Late model, low-mileage vehicles from Mercedes, Audi, Porsche, BMW, and exotics like Maserati and other fine imports. Visit our indoor showroom and enjoy the Plutus experience at Dodge and Aho, adjacent to Copenhagen, or online at PlutusMotorGroup.com. Plutus Motor Group. It's your time. 529-1000.
Oh, Donner, easy blitzen. Slower, slower. Oh, reindeer poop.
Perfection Auto Works. Santa, it's been a while.
It's about to sleigh, Mike.
Time for those iridium reindeer plugs we talked about?
No, minor front end damage. The reindeer brakes just wouldn't hold.
Okay, hang on. Hello, Merles? Full brake set for a... Hang on a minute. Santa, what year is that sleigh? Okay. Merles, listen. Full brake set for a 37 sleigh. No, including the rotors. A full set. Okay. Santa, major tune-up as long as you're going to be here?
Why not? Talk to me about that Jado bottle again.
Perfection Auto Works. From the hood to the trunk latch. From sleigh brakes to motor mounts. PerfectionAutoWorks.com or 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
HSL Properties presents the inaugural Tucson Jazz Festival on Friday, January 16th through Wednesday, January 28th. This auspicious musical event begins with jazz master Jimmy Cobb and the TJI Ellington Band at the Fox Theater.
Here I go again.
Award-winning jazz virtuoso Joe Bourne pays tribute to Frank Sinatra at a Sunday big band brunch at La Paloma on January 25th. Later that evening at the Fox Theater, the Tucson Hard Bop Quintet opens for vocalist Alan Harris as he pays tribute to Nat King Cole. The festival will close with an intimate performance by the legendary Burt Bacharach on Wednesday, January 28th at the Fox. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Buy your tickets right now and get more information on our free concerts at TucsonJazzFestival.org or call 547-3040.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 reverse osmosis drinking water system is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 1250, our midweek edition here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. As I pointed out at the beginning of the show, believe it or not, the Christmas season well underway. 3 weeks from this afternoon, we will officially launch into Christmas Eve. And that means shoppers are going to have about 3 weeks to pretty much get it together. Kimber Lanning is with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Kimber is the executive director and founder of Local First Arizona. It is the largest local business coalition in the country. Kimber, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Kimber, tell me a little bit about why it's important for shoppers to think about buying locally this holiday season.
Sure. Many people may not realize that when they choose...
It sounds a little bit like, Kimber, that your cell phone has perhaps cut out on us. Are you still there? Maybe we can get her, we'll try to get Kimber back, but we do want to talk to her about the importance of shopping locally. I understand that three times more money stays in the local economy when a person chooses a locally owned business over a chain store. 790-2040, 790-2040 is our Buckmaster Show live line. Do we have her back? I think so. Kimber, are you there?
I am here. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, your cell's been kind of cutting out. So it is important to try to shop locally. Tell us why.
Yeah, so you got your statistics exactly right. So when you choose to support a locally owned business, they are in turn employing other people right in the community, such as accountants and graphic designers and web developers.
Oh, boy. I think we have...
I'll try the office number.
Yeah, we'll try to get you on a landline, Kimber, but we're kind of cutting in and out there on the cell phone, and that can happen. In the meantime, I would like to hear from you, 790-2040, whether or not you are planning to shop locally, if at all possible, this holiday season. Like to hear what your shopping plans are and if whether or not it would be something that you would consider. Perhaps you're thinking, well, I'd rather go with a chain store, thinking that you're going to get a better bargain, and that certainly is not always the case when you are shopping, but it is important to try to shop locally. And we'll be trying to get Kimber Lanning, the executive director and founder of Local First Arizona, the largest local business coalition, back with us. And I think, do we have her? Try again? Okay, let's go again. Kimber, do you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
I am here.
All right. Sorry we're having issues with your cell phone. You sound a little better right there.
Well, I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay, but this sounds a little better. So go ahead. All right.
Okay, so I was explaining that when people choose to spend their money at a local business, it's not just about that one business. It's about the ecosystem of businesses that get supported with your purchase. So a local business is going to have a local accountant and a graphic designer and a local website developer, and other such jobs are supported right in the community. And that causes a recirculation of the dollars right there in the community, supporting jobs and creating additional tax revenue that goes for things like parks and libraries and fire departments.
How did you get involved in this movement, which certainly has grown?
Sure. So back in 2002, I was just a small business owner myself, and I was starting to get really upset about these subsidies that I was reading about for chain retailers. It's one thing to subsidize, you know, base industry sector, a big company, but when you're subsidizing a retail store, like Glendale subsidized a Cabela's store to the tune of $68 million, and Mesa subsidized a Bass Pro shop to the tune of $32 million. Those types of things I was reading about regularly in the paper, and I thought, you know, this isn't right. If companies like mine are keeping three times more money in the economy, and we are the backbone of the American, or the Arizona economy, and the American economy for sure, then why are we subsidizing these big guys just for the short-term gain of sales tax revenues? So I thought it was short-sighted, and I decided to do something about it.
You know, there's this concept called placemaking. When people shop locally, they're really doing a lot in their own environment to reinforce sense of place, aren't they?
They really are. So, you know, I joke with people. You know, we out here in Arizona, we all know someone from Chicago that won't stop telling us how great Chicago is, right? So, you know, we know they're everywhere. And so I did my own little independent survey of people from Chicago, and I asked them why they love their town so much. You know, even they've lived here 20 years, and they are still more attached to Chicago than they are to Arizona. And so what they told me was that the independent businesses made them feel connected. Now they didn't use those words. They said the chefs and restaurants. They said, I love the neighborhoods with their unique personality. They said, I've been to the same barber for 20 years. Or even something like, I've banked at the same bank that my great-grandparents banked at. I feel rooted to that community. And so often they move to Arizona and they forget that it was the local business community that made them feel connected. And so then they end up at the big national box stores, and they don't ever put their roots down here. And so there was a recent study that was done that showed that for, it was the Knight Foundation, and they did a massive study across the U.S., and they found that connection to place was the single most leading indicator in places that have prosperity, which is really fascinating. They found that when people love their place, they're more likely to vote, they're more likely to volunteer, to give charitably, to be civically engaged. You know, it's the kind of thing where you think about it. I mean, the Cubs could lose for 40 years and not lose a single fan. Meanwhile, the Diamondbacks have a bad inning, and everybody's like, I don't know if I'm going to commit to these guys, you know?
Well, you're preaching to the choir. I'm a Chicago land native and came out here, of course, many years ago. But there is that sense of place, of course, in Chicago because it is so strong with the neighborhoods. But we have that in many areas right here in Tucson. We're very neighborhood-centric, Kimber.
You bet. Well, I agree with you, and that's something that we're helping to contribute to. We like for neighbors to know their neighborly business owners and to build more self-reliant communities. And I agree with you 100%. Arizona has so much to offer. Sometimes it's just the perception, right? I had a gentleman say to me, and he actually was from Tucson. He said, I don't know, when I was in Chicago, I had the same barber 20 years. I moved here, and all you guys have is Supercut. And I said, that is so unfair. You give me 10 minutes, and I'll find you 30 barbers. And he said, really? Where? And I thought, huh, why is it that people are so quick to assume we don't have those same types of amenities? Because we do. We do.
And we can find out about them on your website, right?
That's right. So we've assembled a directory of 2,600 Arizona companies, and I mean it's from one end to the other. We've got agriculture to manufacturing to boutiques and retail to restaurants and all kinds of things, business services. Easy to search. It's localfirstaz.com, and it's growing by about 80 businesses a month. It's localfirstaz.com.
Any preliminary results of that shop at local Saturday? I think we had that just over the Thanksgiving weekend.
You know, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but just doing a verbal around our members, they were up. And I've heard everything from 3 and 5% up all the way to 20% up over last year. So it's exciting that people are starting to really think about what is their own personal influence on the quality of life in their community, because we really can control this with our spending habits. Last holiday season, for perspective, last holiday season, Americans spent $460 billion. Imagine if we had just spent that like we wanted to create jobs. We know how to do this. We just forgot.
Kimber Lanning, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kimber Lanning with us from localfirstaz.com. That is the website. Check it out. They've got a extensive directory about shopping locally. And we do local here on the Buckmaster Show, and thank Culligan for the bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. Bottled water, pure and simple. It is better bottled water. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. It's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. We have 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw, another one of our local shows, local talk shows. And we'll do 3 hours of local tomorrow with Chris and Joe, and then Ed Alexander, of course, on the other side of the glass. Ed will be back with me, Bill Buckmaster, 12:04. Until then, tomorrow, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.